We're back with episode 27, The Golden Lagoon, this time on Energon Entries. Welcome back to Energon Entries, everybody. It's been a long time, and I do apologize for that. I just came back from an overseas trip to Italy. It's been almost 2 months since we've had an episode, and I know people are frustrated. I've seen some of the reviews, had some comments come my way about why I haven't put out content. And I say this every time I come out with something, but this isn't my full-time job. I have a lot going on with my life. But I'm back. Hopefully we all have fun together. So let's get into the episode recap. The episode begins with Beachcomber, Powerglide, Seaspray, Perceptor, and Warpath enjoying a peaceful walk along the beach when they are suddenly attacked by Blitzwing, Ramjet, and Thrust. As the battle rages on, the pacifist Beachcomber takes cover and stumbles upon a hidden paradise filled with lush flora and friendly animals. Amid the tranquility, he notices a shimmering pool of golden liquid, Electrum. Just as he makes this discovery, a rock slide forces him back to the battlefield, while Thrust, flying overhead, also finds the mysterious substance. Thrust dives into the Electrum pool and emerges completely coated in gold. When he returns to the fight, the Autobots quickly realize their weapons have no effect. As the tide turns against them, the Autobots retreat, while Thrust captures Perceptor and Seaspray. At Decepticon headquarters, the prisoners are locked away as Thrust informs Megatron of his discovery. The Decepticons rush to the lagoon where Megatron orders Starscream to test the Electrum's power. With their power secured, they set the glen ablaze, leaving the once beautiful sanctuary in ruins. Meanwhile, Powerglide, Beachcomber, Warpath, Mirage, and Smokescreen regroup, but when they face the Electrum-coated Decepticons, their weapons prove useless. Beachcomber realizes the Decepticons have discovered the Electrum and rushes off. At Decepticon headquarters, Starscream forces Perceptor and Seaspray to battle each other for his amusement, but Soundwave interrupts. Elsewhere, Smokescreen, badly damaged, seeks Omega Supreme's help. The mighty Autobot declares victory inevitable, but when he confronts the Electrum-plated Decepticons, his immense firepower fails, and he is defeated. At Autobot headquarters, Mirage reports Omega's loss, leaving Optimus Prime in disbelief. Meanwhile, Powerglide spies on the Decepticons and discovers their golden secret. He quickly flies off to alert Optimus. Back at Decepticon headquarters, Beachcomber finally abandons his ways, and he defeats Skywarp and Thundercracker to free his friends. Together, they fight their way to the surface and head toward the lagoon. There, they defeat Dirge, clearing the way for Prime and the Autobots to arrive and coat themselves in Electrum. The Autobots, now invincible, lie in wait at the Golden Lagoon, a fierce battle erupts, and the Autobots come out on top. The Autobots celebrate their victory, but Beachcomber, standing amidst the devastation, can only mourn the destruction of the paradise he once found. The episode ends with the Autobots victorious and Beachcomber silently grieving. All right, so I'm a little rusty, but let's get into some non-robot thoughts. So I hear this and see this a lot in this show, but there's definitely a what I call a make fun of smart people vibe in the show. It's usually Perceptor, but there is that group of smart Autobots and Perceptor getting told it's no big deal or big deal when he discovered the rock that they were looking for. To me, again, these other Autobots that are more brawn than brain are missing the whole point. But they find the Golden Lagoon and it really smells of King Midas and the Midas Touch, as the golden cover gives the power of invincibility. And it begs the question, though, at the beginning of the episode, if all the Transformers have it, then aren't they just back to square one where nobody really wins? It isn't until later in the episode that you find out how this is going to manifest itself. As I was watching, though, I'm not going to lie, seeing the poor animals, even animated, be so scared of the Decepticons and their destruction, it was heartbreaking, because if you've had pets or you're somebody who loves animals, you realize that they are innocent in all of this, and so the Decepticons ruining their lush greenery, it's heartbreaking to watch them be scared. Now, this is one of the only Decepticon plans that wasn't actually a plan. They actually just got super lucky. Normally, each episode starts and the Decepticons are sort of already down a path of destruction. Here, though, they didn't have a plan and they lucked into it, something I noticed. This also, as all this was happening, might be the latest that Optimus Prime has ever shown up in an episode. And it wasn't until, I believe it was the 15-minute mark, where we saw him for the first time. Keep in mind, this is a 22-minute episode. And it's also super convenient that when the Autobots get all of their golden powers, the Decepticons just happen to wear off. And that goes back to my earlier thought of, well, if they're all gold, then what's the point? And conveniently, it does wear off. And then also to find out at the very end that the liquid gold can be blown up, that's very fascinating. I guess because it's so high in energy, but it was just something that seemed, again, very convenient. There were actually no humans in this episode. I can't remember the last episode for which that is true. So there are no human thoughts because it's been a minute, but there weren't any humans in this episode. So the Autobots, of course, when we finally see them, they're out looking for this stone. That's when we hear the big deal part. But of course, they're being tracked when they're out on the most random of walking missions. The Decepticons are always one step ahead. Now, the opening skirmish saw 5 Autobots against 3 Decepticons, and they can't win. It wasn't as if all the Autobots are the quote-unquote smart Autobots. They had some firepower, and still, they couldn't do it. I'm getting a lot of hippie vibes as I'm watching this from Beachcomber. He discovers the Golden Lagoon, the animals love him, and if you've ever seen the movie Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, at the very beginning when he walks into his apartment and all the animals are around him, I kind of got that vibe in that scene. Obviously, this predates that by about a good 10 years. But I'm not really sure why Beachcomber discovers this lagoon, knows what happens when you put yourself in it, and he keeps it from the other Autobots, especially when he sees what it does to the Decepticons. It's very, very strange. Now, later in the episode, Powerglide discovers this and immediately tells Optimus Prime, immediately tells people about, hey, this is something that I've discovered. And Beachcomber diving in later on so they don't find out that his hand already had been in the lagoon, it's kind of cowardly. I think we're supposed to feel bad for Beachcomber in this episode, but he kind of did them a disservice by not telling them, and then he hides the fact. And we never saw that come to fruition. That never got discovered. Interesting. Beachcomber obviously a pacifist, but still, man, you gotta come clean. This episode was mostly newer Autobots, but it was nice at certain points to see OG Autobots, like seeing Mirage randomly show up and also using his invisibility as a joke. I like that. It kind of reminds you that the Autobots are more than just these newer Autobots that have been thrust in your face, no pun intended, but it was nice to see Mirage. Now, the Autobots keep shooting at the Decepticons when they're gold and it's not effective, and they just keep shooting and shooting and shooting. We're not going to regroup. Why wouldn't they regroup? This is something, again, the Autobots don't always have the best plans and they don't always execute and think. And here you think, our weapons are ineffective. Let's get the hell out of here. And speaking of which, Omega Supreme, I love the way that he talks. Very direct, very deadpan. Like when he says, results disappointing when he tries to shoot the Decepticons and nothing happens. I like this. And I thought to myself, the way that work has been going lately, maybe I'll just start talking like this at work and be super direct and super deadpan. This episode to me was more about the Decepticons in a way, and they had at least more interesting arc, but we see Blitzwing. And Blitzwing gets a huge rub in the opening scene as his triple changer ways really kick the Autobots' ass. I mentioned earlier that it was 5 versus 3, but one of the 3 Decepticons was Blitzwing, and he definitely got the best of the Autobots. No matter what they did, Powerglide couldn't beat him, Warpath couldn't beat him. He had an answer for them, and I like that. And Thrust discovering the Golden Lagoon and immediately thinking he will become the new leader of the Decepticons, he's been hanging out with Starscream way too long. It's obvious that he is rubbing off on him. Thought that was funny because the Decepticons, all of them it seems, automatically want to be in power, something that separates them from the Autobots. But later, speaking of Starscream, needing proof of the lagoon when Thrust is literally all gold is just pure Starscream. He's a doubting Thomas. He doesn't believe anything because he wants it to be his idea. But for all of that blustering, Starscream is always such a coward because when Megatron asks him to do something to be a guinea pig, Starscream always is a coward and doesn't want to do it. And that shrill voice, the complaining, the whining, it just gets to you and it just continues to reinforce Starscream is no leader. Believe it or not, and I probably missed some, There were no animation errors that I saw in this episode. And not to mention, everybody was gold anyway, so how could there really be animation quirks? I'm sure that there were, I just didn't see any. Overall, this episode was, the word that comes to mind is fine. The biggest problem I had was the whole Beachcomber arc. And he's all sad at the destruction, he's a pacifist, doesn't want to fight, but in the end, he really could have stopped it by just literally saying something. Telling them, this is a power that Decepticons have, we need to get out in front of it. Instead, he hid it, he tried to hide his involvement in it, and what happened? It destroyed the lagoon, it destroyed all the greenery, the animals now have no home, and honestly, it stunk that it didn't come to fruition in this episode and that the Autobots didn't find out because it really should have hurt their trust in him. I can understand not wanting to fight. I can understand that not every Autobot is game for a battle. But in this particular instance, omitting the truth hurt the Autobots more than it helped them. And they just got lucky once again that Megatron retreats just on a whim. Overall, the gold, the fight, the whole episode, to me, it felt very hollow. It felt very unnecessary. And that's something that I think we're going to see as we start to get later and deeper into season two and possibly into season three is, what are the stakes? Why are these episodes happening? What is the catch? And I think the catch is we're just trying to sell more toys. We're going to talk about episode 28 next time, Quest for Survival. Don't forget, if you want to follow me on Instagram, at EnergonEntriesPod is the way to do so. I thank you for your patience, the people that have stuck around. I hope that you are still subscribed. I hope that you're still listening. And just know I do this for fun. I want to keep doing it, just trying to fit it into my now very busy life. Hope this finds everybody well. I hope this finds everybody safe. And I'll talk to you next time. This is Energon Entries.